All right, it is time for us to check sports. And last night was the premiere for Monday Night Football for this season. The Raiders, for the first time with fans in their stadium in Las Vegas. And the Raiders went up against the Baltimore Ravens. What a wild, crazy game. Absolutely nuts. The Raiders defeated Baltimore 33-27 in overtime, and there were so many different things that happened in this game. I started to watch it in the beginning, and then I went to sleep, and then I got up to go to the bathroom, and it was still on, and I watched the last 5 minutes of the game, which had three scores, and then the overtime. And it's funny because I didn't watch it on the normal ESPN channel. I watched it with Peyton and Eli Manning and guests. And I'll tell you what, they had a horrible beginning. It wasn't a very good job in the beginning. But as the game went on, they covered it the right way. And it's so fun to hear football players talk about the game and their insights. And they had special guests. Russell Wilson was one of the best. Was one of the best guests. Oh, my cats is going after my breakfast burrito. I'm going to stop FM. Very rare that FM goes after food, but he decided to do it. Well, anyways, the game wound up being excited 33-27 with the Raiders getting the win. You should Google it and see the highlights because it really was a wild game. It looked like the Raiders had won it first in overtime, but then the touchdown was called back because a knee was down. Then they didn't score. Then they turned the ball over. And then Baltimore in overtime got the ball back. They turned it over. And then the Raiders went down. Looked like they scored. They didn't. And they finally scored. It was just a wild end to the game. That's all I can say about it. And if you watched it, you had some fun. I don't know if you liked what Peyton Manning and Eli Manning did, but I thought it was great. It wasn't the normal yakety-yak, don't talk back announcers. They were, like I said, speaking with other NFL players. And once they got the thing going, I had fun watching it. So if I'm going to watch any Monday Night Football games from now on, it's going to be that way. All right, let's turn our sights to baseball, where yesterday in baseball, the Yankees defeated the Twins 6-5. Oh, by the way, before we get there, the Giants are the first team to clinch a playoff spot, their first October appearance in 2016. There you go. All right? All right. Yankees over the Twins 6-5. The Rays defeated by the Blue Jays 8-1. They are just hot. The Cardinals shut out the Mets 7-0. And the Red Sox lost to the Mariners 5-4. Now, in this crazy, crazy baseball season that we have, the standings are, you look at them and you say to yourself, my goodness gracious. So in the American League East, Tampa Bay has an 8-game lead over Toronto. That's right, Toronto's in second place. The Yankees are next. They are 9 games back. Boston is next. They are 9 games back. The Yankees and Boston are fighting for that final playoff spot. Of course, Chicago has a huge lead, a 9-game lead over Cleveland. Houston has a 6.5-game lead over Seattle. If you look at the wild card, it looks like this. In the American League, the wild card would go right now to Toronto and the Yankees. Boston's tied with the Yankees. Seattle's 2 games back. That's a look at the wild card in the American League. Now, let's switch over to the National League, where you'll see Atlanta has a 4.5-game lead over Philadelphia. They are pulling away. The Mets are 5.5 games back. In the Central Division, Milwaukee has a 14-game lead over Cincinnati. And in the West, San Francisco has a 2.5-game lead over the Dodgers. Now, taking a look at the wild card in the National League, the Dodgers have a 16.5 game lead over Cincinnati. So the Dodgers and Cincinnati are the wild card teams. San Diego is a half game back of Cincinnati. St. Louis is a half game back of Cincinnati. And Philadelphia is 2.5 games back of Cincinnati. So it is a wild and crazy baseball season. There's no doubt about that. And that is our check on sports.